From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Paris Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. It is absolutely great to be here in the Las Vegas Strip. Wayne Newton, Mr. Las Vegas, will be here later to play our game. In the flesh. Pretty exciting. But first, you might have heard this. Roger Ailes, head of Fox News Channel, said in an interview that NPR is run by people who are, quote, Nazis. He said that. Specifically, quote, the left wing of Nazism. So people were upset by this. Mainly, of course, Nazis. Speaking from hell, Adolf Hitler said, quote, I devote my life to becoming history's greatest monster, and for that I get compared to a bunch of hippies obsessed with cranberry relish? Help us advance our nefarious plans for world domination by giving us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, it's Chad from Victoria, British Columbia.
Hey, how are things in Victoria?
Very, very windy and rainy.
I'm told it's beautiful there. I've never been.
It is beautiful. There's a lot of greenery all year round.
And by greenery, I assume you mean...
In more ways than one.
I understand.
Ah, there we go.
Well, welcome to the show, Chad. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, a contributor to CBS Sunday Morning, Ms. Faith Saley.
Hello, Chad.
Hi, Faith.
Next, a writer for HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher, Mr. Adam Felber is here.
Howdy, Chad.
Hi, Adam.
And lastly, a comedian performing at the Hemmons Cultural Center in Elgin, Illinois on December 3rd, it's Paula Poundstone.
Hey, Chad.
Hi, Paula.
So welcome to the show, Chad. You're going to start us off with Who's Carl this time. Carl Castle right here is going to read you three quotes from this week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you'll win our prize, Carl's voice, on your home answering device. Ready to go?
Sounds good.
Let's do it. Here's your first quote.
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Let's get to the quote now, Carl.
All right, that was a man named John Tyner, and he has become the face of a new grassroots protest amongst air travelers against what?
Those full-body scanners.
Exactly. Also, the pat-downs that go with them.
He's become the crotch,
he
I
has.
Think, more than the face.
Yes, he has. He has become the veritable crotch of this new movement.
I had, in LAX where we fly out of, they have the full body scanners.
They do.
And it is creepy. The lady that was, the person that was doing mine asked me to moan, and I I was uncomfortable with it. I thought it was part of the...
Yeah, it's not.
It's here, patriotic.
Here's an interesting detail, though, and Paula and I travel together, so I discovered something, that if you submit to the scanner, they won't give you the pat-down.
Were you disappointed?
Yeah.
Yes, to Adam's disappointment.
I asked for both, and I got I mistakenly went through the scanner first.
I don't... What is the big objection to these see-through scanners? I don't get it. People know what you look like in clothes. I mean, it's not showing... Someone explain this to me. Is it people being modest? If you're fat, we can tell you're fat in clothes.
Oh, I'll tell you, one of the problems is that I think that if the TSA gets to see naked pictures of you, then other places are going to start claiming that it's not safe there. Like, for example, 7-Eleven employees are going to start to say, how do we know for sure that she doesn't have a bomb? We need naked scanners.
I think that they are completely underestimating the vanity of Americans. I think they should take a cue from theme parks and set up a booth on the other side of security. So by the time you get through, they've got all the pictures displayed. you find your own fuzzy junk. You pay $20 for a framed copy. Bingo, you got your first souvenir of the trip right there.
You guys got the see-through scanners in L.A. on the way here. Did you get it in Chicago?
No, we didn't have that in Chicago.
I didn't get it in New York.
I had it in Omaha.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, no, but in Chicago, which is a very artsy community, they just sketch you naked.
Yeah. Yes.
As they imagine you would look.
That's exactly right.
Very Picasso. All right, Chad, here is your next quote.
Unattractive men come here, and suddenly they have women who are interested in them.
That was Politico editor Jim Vandehei describing all the dangerous temptations for incoming freshmen arriving where?
Capitol Hill.
Yes, exactly right. The orientation for freshman members of Congress is nothing like a college freshman orientation. One is a 2-week-long bacchanal of people finally free to drink and have sex for the first time. The other takes place at a college. The breakout star of the session this time around was conservative Republican Andy Harris of Maryland. He got elected campaigning against Obama's health care plan. Then this week he surprised his fellow congressman when he stood up and complained about the month it will take for his government health care plan to kick in. Quote, why does it have to take so long? And what am I going to do without 28 days of health care? Apparently he was worried what might happen if he couldn't get his prescription anti-irony drugs. He wasn't done, though. He asked a follow-up question. Quote, can I purchase? It's true. He said, quote, can I purchase insurance from the government to cover the gap? Yes.
Now you can.
He invented the public option.
Who coaches them? I mean, who does the introductory, you know?
Yeah, who's like the Rush chairman?
Yeah, it's like that. I believe it's not so much other... They're spoken to by other members of Congress, but there's a lot of sort of administrators, people who tell them how to operate their voting machines and that sort of thing.
Yeah, plus, in the dorms, there's somebody.
Yeah. There's got to be. There's an RA.
There's an RA.
There's an RA,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, who trains them to betray the principles they came to Washington with?
All right, very good. Here is your last quote.
I'm thrilled, obviously. They have been practicing long enough.
That was Prince Charles of Britain expressing his happiness at his son's big announcement. What?
That Prince William is getting married.
That's right. Very good. Prince William, heir to the throne of Britain, formerly known as William Arthur Philip Louis Windsor, informally known as not the one who dressed up as a Nazi, finally announced his engagement to his longtime girlfriend, Kate Middleton, much to the relief of Prince Charles, as you heard.
Fans, yeah, that was a little snippy of him, too, wasn't it? They've been practicing long enough. Yeah, he's been practicing to be king long enough.
Yeah, I know.
Is that...
Well, I'm sure he feels that way. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Fans of royal weddings, though, were bound to be disappointed this time around. Britain is out of money in the midst of huge budget cutbacks. Many Brits are upset about spending taxpayer money on this, so the royal family has announced they're doing it on a budget. Instead of Westminster Abbey, they'll do it at the Westminster VFW. Instead of the Archbishop of Canterbury presiding, it'll be Archbishop of CanterburyOnlineChurch.com.
The thing is, they say they're not going to get married until this summer.
Yes.
And wall-to-wall news, every single night, it's on location. The insider is on location in London, and every single night they're discussing whether who's going to be your designer and whether it's going to be a mermaid dress or an Ampere waist. And
wait,
how long can this go on? It's November.
She will be dressed as a mermaid?
Oh, Peter, you're so straight.
Isn't
it's a mermaid dress. It's a style of a wedding dress.
What is an Ampere waist? Because I think if she's Ampere, he shouldn't marry her. I mean, to me, that's a turnoff. That, to me, is a red flag.
Yeah, I think so. Carl, how did Chad do in our quiz?
Peter, Chad had 3 correct answers, so Chad, you win our prize.
Well done.
Chad, thanks so much for playing.
Thank you.